Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And I am the temple of the living God. He is the head and I am his body. And folks, as long as the church is on planet earth, Satan cannot manifest himself. You're selling yourself short. You have authority to cast out demons. You have authority to bind up the enemy's powers. You have authority to drive off every attack. Your shield of saving faith can quench every flaming missile that he throws at you. No strategy, no deceit, no scheme, no wile can stand against the armor of God. And as long as God has people who will put his armor on, we will restrain him. Hallelujah. So the church has to be raptured out of here before the man of sin, the son of perdition, who will set himself up as God in the temple, can even reveal himself. Well, let's just don't look at those scriptures. Let's give us another one. Hallelujah. Jump over to Daniel. Oh, my. Daniel looked way ahead and saw this time. Look in the 9th chapter of Daniel. If it don't wind your clock, your spring is broke. Amen. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. According to Paul, and according to the Lord Jesus, he who is restraining is the church. Okay? And that law's one can't be revealed until the church is taken. But yes, Pastor, but I believe. That's your problem. You believe. Let's find out what the Word says. People say, but I believe that he's not really revealed until he breaks the covenant, sets his kingdom up in Jerusalem, and that's 3.5 years into the tribulation. And so he's not really recognized as the Antichrist until halfway through. So I believe the church is raptured out after the first 3.5 years, because then the last 3.5 years is when the judgment comes and God saved us from the wrath to come. So I believe in mid-tribulation rapture. Oh, do you? Let me prove you wrong. And then you can believe right. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city. Now, let's stop. You have to read this biblically and prophetically what he's saying. Daniel 9, 24. 70 weeks. Those are 70 segments of seven. So you multiply that, it's 490 years. Then the word determined in Hebrew means to be cut out or marked off from. So you need to read like this. 70 weeks or 490 years have been cut out of time and marked out for your people, Daniel, and for your holy city. This has nothing to do with the church. This is 490 years of prophetic time that God has for Israel. Understand? 70 weeks are not, they don't include the church. The 70 weeks are determined for thy holy people and Jerusalem. So this is all about Israel. This isn't about the church. It's about Israel. Now, in verse 24, he says, there's six things that have to happen in this 490 years. To finish the transgression. To make an end of sins. To make reconciliation for iniquity. To bring in everlasting righteousness. To seal up vision and prophecy. And to anoint the most holy. In other words, when these 490 years are over, these 70 weeks are done, we will anoint the most holy to sit on the throne of Israel. Amen. What are the transgressions? Israel disobeyed God for 70 Sabbath years. They didn't celebrate Jubilee for 70 times. And God said, I called you to do this. You owe me 70 Sabbaths. You owe me 490 years. And so he cut it out. So what you've got to understand is this. You have time. This big clock is called time. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, time, and it just ticks along. And then you have over here on the side a prophecy clock. And this prophecy clock has 70 ticks or 490 years, 70 weeks on it. And there are prophecies that have to take place that clicks this prophecy time clock in. And it starts working with the other time clock. And then that prophecy is fulfilled and it shuts down. But time just keeps going on. Okay? And then something happens. This prophecy clock kicks back in and it works around. And it has to work its way back around till midnight to get the 70 weeks or the 490 years finished. Now, these are determining your people. Verse 25. To know, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the coming or the command to restore and build Jerusalem, that's where God told Nehemiah to go back and restore, until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. 7 weeks, okay, and then 62 weeks, which comes out to 69 weeks. So what's he saying? He's saying this. There will be 69 weeks that will start in when the wall and Jerusalem is rebuilt up until Messiah comes on the prophetic calendar of God. Now, verse 26. And after the 62 weeks, plus the 7 weeks it took to rebuild Jerusalem, okay? After the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Now, what's he talking about? Let's bring it up to snuff. Let's see what he's talking about. He says, there are two things that are going to take place here. Number one, we'll give the command to rebuild the wall. Boom, 7 weeks. The prophecy clock is going to start ticking. That's going to be rebuilt, and boom, the day it's rebuilt, 62 more weeks are going to start ticking off. And 62 plus the 7 or 69 weeks are going to tick off of my 70-week clock. And they're going to tick around, and that clock is going to tick until Messiah is cut off. What's he talking about? That 69th week is going to be finished when Christ goes on the cross. When Jesus died on that Passover day, 69 weeks, 483 years of God's prophetic clock was ticked off and that clock shut down. 69 weeks were completely and totally fulfilled. In Galatians 4, the Bible says that in the fullness of time, God sent His Son to redeem mankind. At the very moment he was supposed to, Daniel's prophecy came into operation. And when Jesus said, "It is finished," and dropped his head on that cross, God's prophecy clock stopped at the 69th week. There's 7 more years left on that clock. 483 years or 69 weeks has ticked off. There are 7 more years on God's clock. Understand? What happens after Messiah's cut off? Let's read it. After the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Jesus didn't die for himself. He died for us. He died for our sins. And now look what happens after Jesus is cut off and after he dies for our sins. And the people of the prince who is to come. Uh-oh, the prince who is to come? That's not Jesus. That's the devil. That's Antichrist. That's the son of the man of perdition. He shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. It happened in 70 AD. The end, it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Now listen to this. Verse 27. Here's your cleanser. Then he, who? The prince that's to come. His people come. Notice that the prince himself doesn't come. He sends his people, the people of the prince, to come. Come and destroy the temple. The people of the prince to come persecutes the church. The people of the prince to come does all this stuff. And what did he say? And Jesus said, he said that Jerusalem will be trampled on the feet of the Gentiles till the end comes. Gentiles doesn't represent church folks. That's not people that are non-Jews. Gentiles are heathens. They're people of the prince. What prince? Ephesians 2, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of rebellion and disobedience that rules the lives of people on planet Earth right now. Now, what's this prince going to do? Verse 27, in the end. He shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Everybody say 1 week. He doesn't confirm a covenant for 3.5 years or half a week. He does it for 1 full week, 7 years. But what happens in the middle of that week? Let's read it. Then shall he confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. What's he saying? He's saying the same thing here in Daniel that Paul said to the Thessalonians. This son of perdition, this man of sin is going to come, and he's going to form a covenant with many for 1 week. Folks, 7 years. Notice he doesn't say he's going to form a covenant with everybody, because even during the 7-year tribulation, when this Antichrist, this world leader is raised up, not everybody's going to hook up with him. He's going to have opposition all throughout that time. His covenant, he's not going to rule every nation. There are going to be sheep nations and goat nations, even during the tribulation. There are going to be people that are going to resist the mark of the beast. There are going to be people that are not going to hook up. There are going to be people say, even in the first 3.5 years when he's Mr. Everything, they're going to say, this guy is not what he's made out to be, and I don't trust him. But in the middle of the 3.5 weeks, everybody knows he is a scoundrel, because that's when he goes to Jerusalem and does the abomination. What? He sits down on the throne of God in Jerusalem and says, now I'm God and the world will bow to me. And he breaks covenant with Jerusalem and with Israel and everybody in the 3.5. And that's when Revelation says God pours out the vials of wrath. But what am I saying to you? What am I building it up to? According to what 2 Thessalonians says and according to what Daniel says, rapture must take place pre-tribulation, not mid nor post. Because we who are restraining have to be taken out before this man can come and start his work. So is the Antichrist now in operation on earth? I just answered that for you. No! Could he be alive on earth? Yes! Is he in some kind of a position of authority and power? No! What's he been? If at the most he is doing, he's being trained by his father, the devil, on what he's going to do. And he has to lay low, because he doesn't have the right or the authority, because it's not his time. Are you listening to me? Well, I just believe this one and that one. As long as you're here reading the paper he hit. Are you hearing me? Huh? As long as you're sitting in this body here on this planet reading your paper, he is not Antichrist, okay? He's just an idiot being used by the devil. Okay? His status cannot be elevated above idiot. Okay? Because even hogs are smart enough that if they get a demon, they run down and die. I'd rather be dead than full of a devil. Amen. So anybody that lets the devil use them is an idiot. So, you know, he's not Antichrist. He's an idiot. Okay. And we can bind the spirit that's operating in him. We're here to restrain. Amen. So what have we found out, folks? Number one, the church is going to be raptured on trumpets. Number two, it's a pre-tribulation rapture. Amen. Now, the third thing, how does rapture occur? What happens during rapture? I'm glad you asked. Look in 1 Corinthians 15. See, I have believed, as well as many of us, that when the rapture takes place, you know, all of a sudden we're going to hear that trumpet and poof, you know, just like a genie coming out of a bottle. Boom, we just disappear. We've had movies where, you know, all of a sudden, boom, and next thing you know, rings and watches are laying on the table, you know, and everybody's clothes are draped over the chair.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.